This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 5th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733, title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. So glad to have you aboard here. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, you call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. One more day tomorrow. We got the NBA Finals getting going. Saturday, of course, is the main event. The Stanley Cup Finals getting going. And Bet Online is your number one source for all of your action. Every stat, every matchup, live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, you head on over to Bet Online's online casino. Get in on some blackjack, some poker, over 150 slot games. Head to the Bet Online website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. So if you missed any of Randy Moeller, Panthers analyst, joining the show yesterday, seemed like a lot of you guys really liked that. I appreciate it. You can go back and you can listen to all previous episodes of Zaslow Show 2.0, wherever you're listening to the podcast today. I can't name all the places. I'll be here forever. But wherever you're listening, that's where you could always go back. So Moeller joined us yesterday. And all the interviews I post on the YouTube page, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. So if you want to watch us interact, some of you guys like seeing this, put them, all right? youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. A lot of you guys really seem to enjoy Moeller's appearance yesterday. So I appreciate that. We're going to have some fun again today. Joining us today, we'll talk some Stanley Cup Finals. The all-time great, legendary SportsCenter anchor, Linda Cohn, is going to join the show. I mean, she's one of the all-time greats. She loves hockey. Huge Ranger fan, so we'll have to ask her if she's over that. But we'll get her thoughts, of course, on the Panthers moving forward. Haven't talked to Linda probably in a couple years, so it'll be good to get her on this show. So Linda Cohn will join us coming up. I'm obviously looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I want to start with... Oh, and by the way, so I'm on tonight, ESPN Radio. I'm doing Amber and Ian. Amber and Ian's always from 7 to 10 p.m., so me and top girl Amber Wilson, no better female sports talk host going right now than Amber Wilson. So me and Amber from 7 to 10 p.m., we will hang out tonight. But I'm actually going to hit the air at 6 p.m. So I'm filling in, I guess, on Freddie and Harry. Harry Douglas has got to get out early, so I will join Freddie Coleman for the final hour of Freddie and Harry. That will be at 6 p.m., and then I'll just carry over on with Amber Wilson at 7 p.m. So I'd love if you guys hung out tonight, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, SiriusXM Channel 80. Always on the ESPN app. It's so easy. On the app, you scroll down on the bottom, and you click on the bottom right, and then you scroll down, and you click on where it says live radio. And then you click on ESPN. It has all the different affiliates, but up top, it'll be ESPN Radio. That's the network. You click on that, boom. So easy to get me. Or, of course, locally on ESPN West Palm FM 106.3. All right, so there you go. I hope that you hang out tonight. Now, and the Dolphins, by the way, Dolphins are at mandatory OTAs. All that's going on right now. It seems that Tyreek Hill wants a new contract, which is a good thing, you know? Like I told you, I like the Jalen Waddle contract and all the money they're giving Jalen Waddle because Tyreek Hill told us when this contract is over, which I think has two more years, that he's done. He's retiring. But apparently he has changed his mind. He has probably seen all the money that is out there. He's like, nah, I want an extension. So, okay. Like, the Dolphins got to figure that out, how they could pay two wide receivers this much money. Are the Dolphins going to give Tyreek Hill that extension? I don't know. I'm not so sure they're going to give him an extension. But... It can't be a bad thing, all right? And the Tua contract, we'll get to more of that coming up with big deal or not a big deal. But it seems like they're pretty close to getting that baby done. Which, by the way, Tua, this is one of the reasons I really like Tua. He always comes back every year better at something, improved at something. And last year he came back bulkier, thicker, wanted to make sure he's not as fragile, he doesn't get hurt. And it worked. Well, the big complaint about Tua last year, right, has been not mobile enough. Doesn't have that escapability. Doesn't make those magical plays. So what did he do this offseason? He's really thinned out, all right? He is leaned out. He is much smaller. So can he still manage to take some hits? But he has clearly come back and said, I need to make sure that I could make some plays outside the pocket. I need to be a little bit more mobile. So he came back and... redid his body a bit. It's one of the things I really like about Tua. I think he's a winner, and it's stuff like that why I think he's a winner. Dedicated to continuing to improve and continuing to win. So that contract, that situation will take care of itself. Tomorrow, NBA Finals get going. But here's so a couple things. Number one, the Lakers are in the news right now. And, I mean, it's so stupid, this idea that, you know, LeBron wants to tell you, or really his agent Rich Paul wants to tell you, LeBron doesn't have any input, head coaching decisions, none of that stuff. So J.J. Redick apparently is in advanced conversations with the Lakers to become their next head coach. So the Lakers are going to hire J.J. Redick to be the head coach, which, by the way, always seems like a great plan. Who should we get as our next head coach? I know who we should get. Someone who's never been a coach before. So, the Lakers are going to hire J.J. Redick as their next head coach. They're also seemingly going to draft Bronny James. In the first round, probably not. but they're going to wind up drafting Bronny James. So in one offseason, LeBron, who will tell you has no say in personnel decisions, no say in head coaching decisions, they're going to hire the guy who does his podcast with, J.J. Redick, who's never coached anything in his life, to be the head coach, and they're going to draft his son, who is barely a fringe NBA prospect in a really weak draft. Yeah, LeBron doesn't have a say in anything. Let me tell you something. The Lakers are not a serious team. There's no other way to put it. You're going to draft Bronny, who is not an NBA player. You're going to hire a guy who's never coached before because he's tight with LeBron and they do a podcast together. The Lakers are... That's how you're going to prove your team? Coming off a year where you're losing five games in the first round? The Lakers are not a serious team. There's no other way to put it. Now, with that said, I do hope that both of those things, drafting Bronny James and hiring J.J. Redick, happen. I hope they both happen because I'm here for the circus, man. I want the story. I want the chaos. I'm here for it, man. So, they're not a serious team, but I am seriously interested in watching it. It is not going to go well. And I also believe, LeBron's career is what it is. Probably the second greatest player of all time. But I think this stuff kind of hurts his legacy a little bit. I really do. The idea, because you cannot make the case anymore if they're hiring J.J. Redick and they're drafting LeBron's son. And LeBron is if he decides, right, to stay in Los Angeles, a team that's not going to be able to make any real improvements. It's not about winning anymore. It's just about making LeBron comfortable his last couple of years, making sure LeBron is happy his last couple of years. That's not about winning. And I think that stuff, you know, if LeBron is telling him who to hire as coach because just somebody that he wants who has never coached anything before, and LeBron is using his power to get his son into the NBA, who doesn't belong in the NBA, and the Lakers are acquiescing to every single demand, I think it hurts LeBron overall a little bit. I really do. It is. The Lakers are not a serious team, and there is no way this goes well. But I'm here for it. Another thing that I'm here for. So, I don't understand this. We always get this, right? You'll get these stories or these segments on television, right? You know, with the NBA Finals, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, either they're going to get their first ever championship or Luka Doncic is going to get his first ever championship. And you'll get these segments or stories, top players we want to see win a ring. And by the way, it always bothers me, the whole win a ring, as opposed to winning a championship. Because a ring gives off the impression that it's for you. It's, you know, you're getting a ring. I got two championship rings, by the way. When a championship, to me, has more of a definition of a team accomplishment. We want to see so-and-so win a ring. That's very NBA. It's I, me. It's a very individual sport. It's a team sport, but these guys care about themselves. They care about the brand a lot more than they care about team. It's what's so great about the National Hockey League and the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's so all about the team. But anyway, you'll see these stories. Top players we want to see win a ring. You know, who've never won it before. Why do we do that? Like, why do I care what players who have never won a ring are going to win a ring? Not my team. Obviously, I want Bam Adebayo. Obviously, I want Jimmy Butler. But if it's not on my team, the Miami Heat, why would I want to see other guys win a ring? Why do I care? Number one, like I said, I don't care about the individual player. I care about the team. And number two, I'm an NBA fan, obviously. I'm a big NBA fan, although I'm down on the NBA recently than I ever have been for those reasons that I just told you. But if it's not my team winning, why would I want to see another player win a ring? Why is that something I care about? I don't understand that. So, here's what we're doing today. And we're going to get to Linda Cohn coming up, and we'll talk Stanley Cup Finals and Panthers with her. But here's what we got today. We're going to do top five players we don't want to see win a ring. That's right. Top five players we hope never win a ring. Because I don't want anyone to win a ring if they don't play for the Miami Heat. But I'm going to give you top five players we don't ever want to see win a ring. That's right. Here we go. We'll count down from... There you go. Give me my NBA music. That's right. We'll count down from 5 to 1 for dramatic purposes. Some people like to go 1 to 5. That doesn't make any sense to me. We're going to count backwards. 5 to 1. Top five players we don't ever want to see a ring. And by the way, I put it out on Twitter this morning. You guys had some good participation. Some of the ones that I'm going to give you here. Actually, almost all of the ones I'm going to give you here were included by you guys. Excellent participation. Number 5, top 5 players I hope never win a ring. Number 5, Jaylen Brown. That's right. That goon, one of the dirtier players in the league, not a fan of Jaylen Brown. To me, he very much gives off a vibe of smartest guy in the room, better than you, that kind of deal. And plays for the Celtics, and he's a goon. So number 5, Jaylen Brown, I hope never wins a championship. Number 4, Chris Paul. That's right. I don't like Chris Paul. He's always complaining about something. He's got the dirty point guard moves. Not a fan. I hope Chris Paul never wins a championship. That's right. Number 3. Again, top 5 players we hope never win a ring. Number 3, James Harden. Yep, that's right. I hope James Harden never wins a championship. Don't like his style of play. Don't like the things in the game that he has changed. The hunting for fouls, the dribble, 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 step back, step back, step back, step back, step back, fadeaway three-pointer. Hate it. Number 3, I hope James Harden never wins a championship. Number 2, Joel Embiid. That's right. I hope Joel Embiid never wins a championship. Huge flopper, very dirty player, loves to cry. Philadelphia. I hope Joel Embiid never wins a championship. Now, mind you, if any of these guys were playing for the Heat, yeah, I would want them to win. But it's because I want the team to win. Why do I care about an individual player winning a ring? Why do I care about that? And number 1, the number 1 player in the entire NBA that I hope never wins a ring, Jason Tatum. That's right. Always pushing off. Dribble, dribble, step back, step back, step back. Push off with the right arm. Fadeaway three-pointer. And, of course, Boston, big-time complainer. And, of course, Boston Celtics. So, most notably this year, number 1, Jason Tatum. So, again, to recap, top 5 players. I hope you always see stories and segments. Top 5 players we want to see win a championship ring. Why do I want to see anyone that doesn't play for the Heat win a ring? Why do I want that? I don't want that. Number 5, players I hope never win a ring. Jaylen Brown. Number 4, Chris Paul. Number 3, James Harden. Number 2, Joel Embiid. Number 1, Jason Tatum. Those are the top 5 players we hope never win a championship, courtesy of Zaslow Show 2.0. Now, you know what we do want to see? We want to make sure that you guys have the best homeowners insurance around. And that's why I tell you about one of our great sponsors, Brunt Insurance. If you own a home or you have a condo, even if you rent, you got to make sure you're covered. Call 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. Because when it comes to your homeowners, renters, or condo insurance, you can't do it on your own. You're going to try. You're going to go to Google and you're like, oh my God, there's so many options here. It's making me dizzy. Don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all the confusing options crystal clear. Fully licensed team, Greg Brunt and his staff at Brunt Insurance, they're going to help you every step of the way. I've had my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. The most affordable coverage, the most comprehensive coverage. That's why I keep going back to them every single year. Matter of fact, just a couple months ago, I switched over my auto insurance to Brunt Insurance. So if you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage for your car, your motorcycle, or your boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. Their team has the expertise and the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. No matter where you're calling from the state of Florida, they have offices all throughout the state. bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204, 954-589-2204. 2204.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba European Roots, with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. That's how you can get ready for the finals tomorrow, the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Joining us now, ESPN SportsCenter, the legendary Linda Cohen here with us. Now, Linda, if I think of great Ranger fans, I think of Linda Cohen, all right? Now, have you recovered? I'm obviously a huge Florida Panther fan. Are you doing all right several days removed now?
Yeah, I am. You know, the Florida Panthers, and thanks for having me, Jonathan. You know, yes, I am the ultimate Ranger fan. I don't hide my fandom. I think that's one of the big reasons for my longevity and success in my career, because I've always been a fan first, and I always felt I could relate to the viewers that way, and the radio listeners, because I'm one of them. May not be the same team, but I'm one of them. So, yes, have I gotten over it? I sure have. Was I severely disappointed? Yes, I was, like all Ranger fans. You know, when you win the President's Trophy, you have high hopes, but we went up against the President's Trophy killer in the Florida Panthers. And Rangers have a lot of work to do to get in a position to be as good as the Florida Panthers. And where does that start? Well, getting players that are built for the playoffs. And that's exactly what Florida has. That's why I picked them in seven against Edmonton. This was a tough call for me, and we can get into that later. But I just feel that Florida was opportunistic. They somehow beat the greatest goalie in the league in Igor Shesterkin, who reminded me of Henrik Lundqvist when the Rangers went to the final in 2014, when Lundqvist carried that team on his back, only to be sitting alone in the dressing room after a devastating overtime loss to the Kings in the Stanley Cup final in overtime, where he just did everything he could to put the Rangers in that position. And if it wasn't for Igor Shesterkin, I said it, I think I tweeted this out when it was going on. I mean, the Rangers would have lost in five. Maybe they would have been swept. Their core group is just not built for the playoffs, and they were exhausted. And kudos to Florida, because they created that exhaustion with their physical play, and their core group was much better, obviously, than the Rangers' core group.
Now, you've always done a great job representing the Rangers and, of course, letting everyone know you're a huge hockey fan. How great is it, by the way, these last few years, I guess now, two or three years since ESPN, TNT as well, got the rights back to the National Hockey League? All the coverage now, like I'm doing ESPN Radio tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. and I'm not afraid to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals, because there's so much more coverage now on ESPN. It's so great.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about it, and I've been around ESPN long enough to remember when ESPN aired the NHL and had the broadcast rights back in the day, and it was superlative. It was fantastic. It was tremendous. And, you know, I pay attention to social media. Now, I'm not, you know, since my skills, according to my bosses, were much needed doing nightly sports centers here in L.A., I have been, after being a part of our ESPN hockey coverage when we got it back, so I have not been a part of it this year, and I feel that void because of it. But I think TNT and ESPN, what it has meant by those two major networks having the NHL is the fact that, just what you said, Jonathan, you know, when you do your radio show, you're not pausing and saying, oh, you know, I'm told nobody cares about hockey or nobody cares about the NHL and I'll spend 30 seconds on it. Well, now you can do whatever you want because ESPN has the broadcast rights with TNT. And it truly is the fourth major sport. And actually, I think it's the third, because I think baseball has fallen off the map and has become more regional than the NHL.
You know, it's so great with what the Florida Panthers are doing down here. You know, as a Ranger fan, and you mentioned they were in the Cup 10 years ago. And of course, last time they won the Cup was a long time ago, 30 years. But the Rangers are almost always a really good team. And right now here in South Florida, we're going through the golden era of Panther hockey. The team's been around for 30 years, but this is the first time ever they've made the playoffs for four straight years now. Forget back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. So we're, like, longtime huge Panther fans like myself, we're experiencing something we've never experienced before. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is cool, and it's really exciting, and it's fantastic for the state of Florida. I know Tampa Bay Lightning is the arch rival there, but when you look at the state of Florida and both of these teams and the consistency of winning that we have seen in the last decade, it's fantastic for the league. And they weren't crazy, obviously, so long ago when they decided to put teams in Florida, and the Floridians are getting the last laugh there. I think that I am so impressed that to get the Panthers doing something that only six teams have done before, and that is get back to a Stanley Cup final after losing in the Stanley Cup. I mean, people don't get it. And let me educate you how tough it is. I know not you, Jonathan, but maybe your listeners. That, you know, maybe in the NBA that happens. Maybe, you know, all that kind of, it's a different game. The Stanley Cup postseason is physically draining. You know, you hear now, like always, after every team is eliminated, you hear about the injuries that these players have played with. You know, the Rangers captain Jacob Trouba, I'm a big fan of his. Yeah, maybe people say, oh, Lindo, you know, you're just a homer. But this guy is tremendous effort he gives, great character. I know some of his hits are dicey. I get it. You know, Evan Rodriguez, the whole thing. But he played the whole series with a broken ankle. He played it, like, most of the postseason with a broken ankle. To me, that just blows my mind. And I know Adam Fox also wasn't 100%. We don't know exactly what that was either. I'm not making excuses, but my point is, all of these players in the NHL postseason, the Stanley Cup playoffs, once they're eliminated, you find out all these injuries that they played with. And sadly, last year for the Panthers, we all know, you know, if Matthew Tkachuk was healthy, you know, down the stretch, it might have been a different series there against Vegas.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation, but first, I gotta let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right, if you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right, Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. RealEstateFinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business, Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. You know, I was explaining to my 15-year-old son the other day as we're watching the start of game six, and at shootaround that morning, Carter Verhaeghe took a puck to the face. He got a bunch of stitches, but okay, he's still going to play. And so I'm talking about it with my son. I go, an NBA player, he'd have to retire, all right, if he took a puck to the face. And I'm saying to him, I go, these guys are the best. You know, it's all about, there's no I. It's all we. They're out there. They're playing for each other. They're playing for their teammates. If they were to show up in the dressing room before the game and they weren't ready to play, they'd be embarrassed to be around their teammates. It's just, it's such a different sport.
And especially with this Florida Panthers team, because, you know, I heard a conversation yesterday on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio about, well, if the Panthers win the cup, who is going to be the Conn Smythe winner? And I know we have another series to play, but that's making my point. You could pick six guys right now that could win the Conn Smythe. Seriously, on the Panthers. And that to me, that's why I like them against Edmonton by a sliver. Plus, I think they have the edge in goaltending. And you know how I know a thing or two about goaltending since I was a goalie back in the day. But I think that's the big thing there, that they are so deep, that they do play as a team, and everyone could be a hero on that team. And can we talk about Gus Forsling, please?
Oh my God.
He's one of the six guys or five guys that could win the Conn Smythe right now. He is amazing. And all these other teams are like, how did we miss this guy? You know what I mean? And kudos to Florida and their incredible management and organization from top to bottom, who, you know, picked up Forsling and he's like saying, you're welcome and thank you in his way here. And he's been one of the leaders on this Panthers team. It's just, I love these kind of stories where players are like forgotten about and then suddenly they super rise to the occasion. And you watched it front row seat, Jonathan. You know what he has meant to this team.
I think a lot of people now know Gus Forsling, but around the middle of this playoff, I've been saying he's the best defenseman in the league that nobody's heard of.
Yeah.
He is a star. And another guy who I think has also becoming a household name, and if you want to talk about Conn Smythe, I would think could be the front runner right now, a guy who got a second chance with the Panthers, Sam Bennett. I mean, Sam Bennett, they traded for a few years ago from Calgary. He was the number three overall pick in that draft, which, by the way, the Panthers have three of the top four picks from that draft, Ekblad, Reinhart, Bennett, and then he got Leon Draisaitl with Edmonton. So all four of those guys from that draft are in this series. But Sam Bennett has been phenomenal.
Oh, talk about scoring big goals, right? I mean, just ask the Rangers. That's what Sam Bennett did. Somehow found the net at the right time and in overtime, the whole thing. But you know what? As we look ahead against Edmonton, I think, as I mentioned, one of the five or six that could win the Conn Smythe right now, you know, I think Matthew Tkachuk could be my front runner because of what he's about to do against the Edmonton Oilers. He's healthy, and we all have to remember there's a bit of a rivalry, you know, the Calgary Flame days, right? I know you probably have talked about that ad nauseum, but I just think Matthew Tkachuk loves playing against Edmonton. He goes into another gear, if that's possible. I'm a big fan of his from day one, and, I think if Florida is going to win the Stanley Cup, I think he's going to just lead them there. And Sasha Barkov, of course, what a great captain. He's done all those, you've seen it. He does all the little things that also isn't on the scoreboard, you know, But I like Matthew Tkachuk to take the lead here. I think it would be fitting for this, because this Panthers team, because I do believe he is the face of this franchise of late.
Linda, what do you make of the whole touching or not touching the Prince of Wales trophy?
Oh, you know what? One thing that's going to happen in the Stanley Cup final, we will continue to be thoroughly entertained by head coach Paul Maurice, because that was a precious moment after they eliminated the Rangers. And when Maurice leaned over to his captain, Sasha Barkov, and said, "Don't touch it. Don't touch it." I'm superstitious. I get it. It hasn't worked before when they touched it. So don't touch it, you know? So I got no problem with that. I get it. I understand it. It's the language of all professional athletes. I'd say, you know, I've covered every sport like you. I mean, I think 75% of pro athletes are severely superstitious. So I got no problem with them not touching it, you know? And it's nothing to do with if they're confident or not confident or need the universe to give them a boost. No, no. They just figure, let's mix it up and let's not touch it.
Linda, how great for, you know, the Panther fan down here who maybe isn't as ingratiated with the entire league, especially because Edmonton, Western Conference, and we're all the way out here in the Southeast. How great is Connor McDavid?
Oh, my goodness. Talk about a guy carrying a team on his back. And I know there are superstars on that team, but he's the best. We all know this. He is the best player in the NHL. He has been for several years. And he is showing it. This is his ninth season with his Oilers team. And he's finally got to a cup final. It's going to me, the most intriguing matchup is going to be Barkov and Forsling, and how are they going to contain Connor McDavid? And I know you got Leon Draisaitl hanging out, ready to do the one-timer, the side of the net, and somehow find room. Connor McDavid, it's going to be great that the world is, because a lot of people, not only in Florida, but there are a lot of people here in the States that the only hockey they'll watch is in the Stanley Cup final, right? I mean, that's like, it's, you know, that's what they'll watch. Those are the only games they'll watch of a hockey season. And they'll really see what's so amazing about Connor McDavid. Now it's up to Florida and their suffocating forecheck and physicality to make sure that Connor McDavid doesn't take over this series. And that's why I think it's going to be seven games, because Florida has never seen a team like this team now, like the Oilers are constructed under Chris Knobloch, the guy who took over, as we all know, in December, I guess it was.
I mean, they were 2-9-1, Linda. And,
yeah, it's remarkable.
It's incredible.
Well, he changed the whole, not only changed the culture, but he changed the way they play, their system. And defense is now their first name, not their last name. For the Edmonton Oilers. It's true. So that's important. I mean, and we've seen it. We saw it against Dallas, like Edmonton beat Dallas at their own game, you know, playing, you know, keeping the scoring down and them scoring just enough to win games. And so Connor McDavid, maybe we'll see some spectacular goals like we saw against Dallas in the clinching game. But even if we don't see that, he's all for everyone contributing on that team and playing defense. And another big key, what I love about this matchup, Florida against Edmonton, is the special teams. They're both great on each team.
Yeah.
Both great. I mean, penalty kill, great. Power play, great. They both. So kudos to Florida, because everybody's like, oh, my God. But, you know, have we looked at Florida's power play percentage? I think it's second to Edmonton, if I last looked. And so that's a great matchup as well. But what I was saying earlier, Florida hasn't seen a team like Edmonton yet in the way they're constructed now. And Edmonton hasn't faced a team like Florida yet. And that's what makes this Stanley Cup final so exciting.
We'll get right back to the conversation, guys. But first, I want to tell you, if you're thinking about getting a new car, I'm sending you to the only car dealership I personally endorse. Yeah, I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Hey, maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, did you know that at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models? That's right. So either way, you're going to be treated like royalty when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with prices less than many of those small shops, you can service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're getting an exceptional experience every time you walk in the showroom doors at that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership I endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0, and that's because I want to make sure you guys get the best deal around. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, Linda, I'll let you go with this. You already said to us you have the Panthers in seven. I love the ESPN.com expert picks. When we get to the NBA Finals, so I imagine those picks will come out probably either today or tomorrow, and the Stanley Cup expert picks will probably come out on Friday at the end of the week. I love counting up. I love seeing who picks the Panthers and then seeing who's sus. So you have the Panthers. We're going to see that on ESPN.com. Yep. How many games did you pick the Panthers?
Seven. It's going to be seven because I think, again, Edmonton's going to find a way because of those two guys, McDavid and Draisaitl, and even throwing Zach Hyman or Evan Bouchard. They're going to find ways. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, it's going seven. I mean, it's going to take a little warming up period for both teams. And, you know, can I just throw in another X factor here? I think the way Florida, wasn't like last year. I know Florida was banged up last year big time, and they still got to a cup final. But Sergei Bobrovsky last year had to be, you know, do things, do saves and somersaults and be acrobatic like we've never seen him before. What's great about this year and why I feel good about Florida is that he hasn't had to work that as hard as he had to last season.
His defense has been so good in front of him.
Amazing. I mean, it reminds me, and I use this, I said this on SiriusXM, I said, the way Florida plays reminds me, but they're much more exciting than the team I'm about to mention. But Florida reminds me of the way they play defense, five-on-five defense, not just the two backliners. It's the way the Devils of back in the day used to play. Suffocating, and Marty Brodeur only had to make 19, 21 saves a game, okay? And that will help Sergei Bobrovsky, who's, what, 35 years old? That is going to help him so much. All this rest, plus he didn't have to kill himself. He only made a few great saves that he had was called upon to make, and he did it. And Florida has to keep that up, and I believe they can.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Linda. Linda, always love catching up with you. Thank you so much for coming. Of course, you can hear Linda every now and then, hosting on Mad Dog Radio and SiriusXM, and of course, legendary SportsCenter anchor as well. Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us. Enjoy the Cup Finals.
Yes, you as well, and thanks for having me.
Excellent job by Linda Cohn. All right, how about that? She's not sus. I love when the expert picks come out. She's got the Panthers in seven. I am looking forward to seeing who's sus. I think most of the experts are going to pick the Panthers, but I think it's going to be pretty close to even. All right, you guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals on our favorite gear. You know I'm talking about Caneswear. Caneswear and Davie, if you haven't been there lately, they moved to a new location a few months ago, but it's that same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. So easy to find Caneswear and Davie, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Now everybody knows Caneswear, I mean, it's in the name. They have the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But no matter which South Florida sports team you're rooting for, Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, Inter Miami, they carry an amazing selection for all of our favorite South Florida pro teams as well. You're looking to get that new Messi jersey? You're looking to get that new Stanley Cup Finals gear? Caneswear in Davie. You can shop for all the hats, t-shirts, and a whole lot more for all of our favorite local teams. Go to caneswear.com. They'll deliver it right to your front door. Or stop by and check out their huge selection at 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. So how about some media availability yesterday for the Edmonton Oilers. And here is their head coach, Chris Knobloch, and he's asked about the Florida Panthers. Do they have an edge because of their experience?
And you're playing a team that has a ton of Stanley Cup final experience. They were just there last year. Is that an edge that you guys have to overcome, and how do you do that quickly?
Experience is good. I don't know. I don't know how much experience is, you know, beneficial. You can ask the Buffalo Bills how important Super Bowl experience is. But I think the biggest thing is just having confidence to play. And, you know, when our guys are playing their best, they should have a lot of confidence.
That was awesome.
I'm going not a big deal, but that is a funny jab at the Buffalo Bills. I think he's wrong. I think experience plays a major role. I think it's a major edge for the Panthers. But funny jab there at the Buffalo Bills. I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So how about yesterday on Unsportsmanlike, 6:10 a.m. Eastern every morning on ESPN Radio, my man Evan Cohen and Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, they had Jeff Darlington on yesterday. And Jeff Darlington, he spoke about the potential to a contract.
To a deal, by every account, from what I understand, the negotiation has been going very well, and there's no reason to think it won't get done at some point this summer. Like, once the team committed to the fact that they're going to do this deal, they know that it's going to cost above $50 million a year. So they've already kind of, I personally think, the way I view it, they've done the hard part when it comes to the decision they had to make with Tua, which was, we are moving forward with him, we want him as our franchise quarterback. Because to me, that was the question. You know, are you willing to move forward with a guy who is not quite yet a proven winner, especially in the postseason, who has been at times quite prominently injury prone? So the question becomes, like, are you willing to pay him? They have decided, I can tell you emphatically, they have decided that he is their guy. So now it's just a manage a deal where you got to manage what you're going to pay him. But if they've committed to over $50 million a year, you know, maybe like a Jared Goff structure, I do believe this gets done at some point this summer.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal, because I already told you that earlier in the show, and we know the Dolphins are going to re-sign too. So I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? As we mentioned earlier, the Lakers, it looks, Shams Charania is reporting that they're going to hire J.J. Redick, which makes them not a serious team. Here's J.J. Redick this morning on Mike Golick Jr. I forget the name of their show, Gojo Show. I really like those guys, though. And here they had J.J. Redick on to address those rumors.
We can't ignore the elephant in the room here. We've been so much speculation about your future in the last couple of weeks. The Shams report comes out yesterday. So is there any truth to the reports out there, and just in general, your interest in coaching in the future that's been brought up relative to the Los Angeles Lakers?
I would say this. My focus right now is on calling the NBA Finals. I am so fortunate that I'm in this position and I get to call these finals with Doris and Mike. And I mentioned the State Farm thing that I just did on YouTube. My day-to-day right now is consumed with calling games, the 19 different podcasts I feel like I have, my obligations to all of our partners. So my focus is on the NBA Finals. I will say that. In terms of Shams, that will be addressed once the season is over. So I'll just say that.
I'm going big deal, because J.J. Redick, he is telling you there that he is the next head coach of the Lakers. They're just not going to announce it during the finals. That's bad form. You take away from the players that are playing right now, even though that is LeBron's move. He loves that. But J.J. Redick's new Lakers head coach, so that's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Panthers general manager Bill Zito was a guest. Give this a listen.
Well, last year they grabbed it, and I rather appreciated it. I thought it was bold. I was like, that's awesome. And then I came down this year, and I didn't know what they were going to do. In fact, someone had asked me, media, what do you know what they're going to do? I said, no, I'm not going to ask. And I got out there, and then this is tells a little story about our team and actually about Matthew. So usually, like, for the picture last year, The players don't. It's their thing. And we just kind of stayed on the bench and wanted to lock it. We were going to do the same thing. Matthew turned and Paul said, no, everybody. And
hell yeah.
It was pretty cool. So then when we were going back there, they're screaming, don't touch it, don't get close to it. So that's when I knew.
I like that the team is like, hey, GM, let's go. We're getting head coach. Let's go. We're getting photo. And also, don't fucking touch it.
Okay? Yeah. This is, everybody.
Yeah.
Mrs. Teresa Viola, she came. I think the grandkids came. It was awesome. It's kind of how it is. Just everybody's involved.
Chucky made sure Bob got up in the picture, too, because I think last year he was kind of buried in the back a little bit. Made sure Bob got up front and center.
I'm going not a big deal. I do love the stories, though. You heard I asked Linda about it. I do love the stories about touching, touching the trophy. Wayne Gretzky, he talked about it afterward. He's totally good with touching the trophy. Touched it every time they won 5 Stanley Cups. I'm going big deal. I love hearing about it. Excellent job by Bill Zito on with McAfee yesterday. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us as always, where we get all the big deals on our favorite gear. Caneswear, items for men, women, kids. Pick up all your favorite gear, 2655 South University Drive, or go online, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop for all of the big deals. Okay, today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. So tonight, I'm on ESPN Radio tonight. So join me tonight starting at 6. From 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, I'll be finishing out the last hour on Freddie and Harry. And then at 7 o'clock, joining the homegirl, Amber Wilson. So listen to us tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll have fun. I hope that you join us. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes. You always help put together such a great show. Can't do it without all your dedication and hard work. And thanks to everybody for hanging out with us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.